Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Did you know that the number of abortions in the United States has just crept over the 60 million mark? Since 1973, the number of abortions in the United States of America, which legal abortions, has just went over the 60 million mark, soon approached 70 million babies. In the place where babies are supposed to be the safest in all the world, inside of its own mother's womb, is the most dangerous place on earth for babies today. So until we ban abortion, until we stand up and fight for the rights of human life that is the most vulnerable, that is the ones that cannot speak for themselves, cannot march for themselves, then don't ever tell me about your rights. Until we stand for the rights of the unborn, don't ever try to tell me about your rights. So some women say, well, you're trampling on my rights. It's a legal right for me to do that. The United States, they made it legal in 1973, and it's my right, and there's nothing wrong with it. Well, what does the Bible say? I want you to know the Bible says it's wrong. God says you're murdering your own babies. And listen, I've been warned already. Don't ever preach about abortion, because there'll be somebody in your congregation that's had an abortion. Don't ever do it, because you'll offend them. You'll make them mad and all this. And I understand that. And I know there are people. I've preached before where people that I know has had an abortion, people that's done that. And let me say this. And I'm going to say this as lovingly as I can. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us. We've all committed sin. We've all done things in our lives that the Bible calls sin. Some of these things are considered legal. Some of them are considered rights today in the United States of America. But in the eyes of God, they're still sins. And they're still wrong. The day that a man of God that claims to be called of God to preach the Word of God, the day that he stands up and does not preach the full counsel of the Word of God, is the day he needs to resign. It's the day he needs to be run out on a rail. He needs to give up his ordination papers and stop preaching. And I know it would be very easy to stand up and only tell all the good stuff about the Lord, talk about his love, his kindness, his mercy, his goodness. And I love preaching about that. But we also have to know what the Lord says about sin. He hates sin. Sin separates us. And listen, if you are one of these women that has had an abortion, the Bible tells us that we can be forgiven of all sin. All sin. There's nothing that you've done so bad on this earth that you cannot be forgiven for. The only sin that is unforgivable is the sin of rejecting Christ as your Savior. The rest of it you can be forgiven for. So if you are one of these people, I'm not here to judge you, to condemn you. I'm telling you what the Bible says. And the Bible says it's a sin, and you can be forgiven of that. I can be forgiven of the sins that I've committed in my life, and you can be forgiven for your sins. But back to our I-beam problem. What do we do about the I-beam problem? Well, Jesus gives us a solution. If you want to look at there in verse 5, he says this. He says, "Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." He uses a very powerful and strong word there, that word hypocrite. We still use that word today. A lot of people use it about church people. There ain't nothing down there at that church but a bunch of hypocrites, I hear it. You know, bunch of hypocrites down there. Well, that word hypocrite comes from a Greek word, hypokrites. It means an actor under an assumed character, a stage player, a dissembler is what that word means. In other words, it's somebody that claims to be something but they're not. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. Yeah, a hypocrite. I'm not really a doctor. So it's clear that when we search out other people's problems without looking inside of our own problems, the Lord says that we are a hypocrite. We're a hypocrite. We're a stage player. We're a dissembler. So what do we do about it? Well, fortunately, he tells us. He says the first thing we need to do is what? First, cast out the beam out of thine own eye. So the first thing we got to do is go take a hard look at ourselves in the mirror. We got to say to ourselves, self, what problem do you have in your life? What's the sin that's dragging you down? What sin is causing you not to be walking with God the way you should? What sin is in your life that you're not walking in God's will? And when we find that sin, what's Jesus said? He said, cast that thing out. Cast it out. I'm done with that sin. I'm repenting of that sin. Lord God in heaven, forgive me of my sin. The Bible says all we got to do is ask and He will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so simply all you need to do is repent of that sin. But first we got to do that. We got to look inside of us. Stop looking at everybody else's problems and all their sins. And if you notice, by the way, He's talking about somebody with a very small problem. Again, we're going back to the big and little sins, a very small problem. And we're focusing on that somebody that's got this little bitty thing going on in their life while we've got this huge problem in our own life. Hey, it's like me going to the supper table and getting on to somebody for getting too much on their plate, you know. You better quit eating like that, you're going to get fat. Yeah, that'd be me being a hypocrite, you know, while I've got 12 pieces of chicken on my plate and they got six, you know. But we've got to start looking at our own problems. And then when we get all the sin out of our life and we've got this thing cleaned up and we're a willing and working vessel for the Lord, you know what? I really don't think we're going to be dwelling too much on other people at that point. But if we can, if we're cleaned up, we've got all of our sin repented of and we're okay. And then we can help. He says we can help out our brother. He says then we can see clearly. Notice that right there. If when we get the sin out of our life, then we can see clearly. See, our vision is clouded. As long as we have sin, we can't see the right way. And so we're focusing on everybody else, but our focus, if you ever look through something that's hazy, maybe in the fog, you ever drove in the fog and you can't see anything and you're going down the road like this and you put your light beams on high and they tell you not to put them on dim, but you do it anyway, thinking you'll see better. And we're going through there. Me and my best friend Kevin coming home from the lake one time, and it was at night. We'd been up Cherokee. And he was driving this 70, I think it was a 73 Maverick. It was a Maverick. I don't remember the year. And the lights went out on it. It didn't have any lights. And it was in the night. And it was foggy, too. And we were coming home from Cherokee. And all we had was a flashlight. And we took the flashlight and mounted it in the grill of that Maverick and drove all the way from Cherokee back to Maloneville Road. We did that. You didn't know that, did you, Frank? But we did. But you know, we drove very slowly, and we were, every one of them, me and him and his another friend, Patrick, we were all in that car, and we were all looking through that fog, you know, waiting to get killed. There's a lot of things Frank didn't know we did. But anyway, we'll talk about them another message. But notice here, he says that when we get this beam out of our eye, then we will see clearly. I couldn't see anything with this beam in front of this eye. I can see how this eye, okay. I can't see nothing right here with this beam eye. Well, if I've got sin in my life, it's the same thing. I can't see clearly. I've got to get rid of this so then I can see clearly. And when we do that, our vision becomes clear, not clouded by sin, and we can see the problems the way we need to. Then we can help our brothers to cast the mote out of their brother's eye. Now, perhaps you're sitting here this morning and the Holy Spirit has convicted you that maybe you're one of these people walking around with an eye beam. You've got an eye beam problem and you need to have it taken care of. And maybe you've not even thought about it until now. Maybe the Holy Spirit's just now telling you, listen, you're guilty of doing this. What Brother Byron's telling you out of the Word of God, you're guilty of it. And you need to get that thing fixed and cleaned out. Maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you need to come to the altar today and get right with the Lord and say, Lord, I want to get this eye beam problem out of my life. It's causing me to have problems in life. And it will. It'll cause you to have problems with your friends, your family, your coworkers. When you've got an eye beam problem, other people know it and you don't. Because you're always going around scrutinizing. Where'd my magnifying glass go? You're always walking around like this, pointing out everybody else's problems. And they're all sitting back there. Here he comes. Here he comes. Be careful what you say. You don't want to talk to him. You know why? Because you're walking around looking and examining, trying to find everybody's faults. You need to get that cleaned up today. You need to come to this altar this morning and talk to the Lord and say, Lord, give me the clear vision that I need. get this beam out of my eye. What about you this morning? Would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing before God to just come to the altar today and ask the Lord to help you with that problem? I don't know, you may have some other problem. They come and get the invitation today. You may have some other problem. It may not be an I-beam problem. Maybe it's some other problem that you've got going on and you need help with. Do you want to come to the altar today and pray? It's certainly open. Let's all stand together. What are we going to sing?
141 in the church hymnal.
141 this morning. And let's all sing together. And I'm going to pray, Brother Roger, I'm going to pray before we get started. And then you can sing. Everybody, let's close our eyes and pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, God, we come to you. We preach what we can, God. We've preached the word you've given us. God, we know the truth from the Bible. God, I'm asking you today, if there's one today that needs help, if they're in a struggle, whatever it may be, whether it's an I-beam problem, Lord, whether it's some other personal problem they're going through and they need help with it, God, would you lead them to the altar today and let us pray with them, God. Get this thing worked out so they can leave here feeling free today, not bound down by problems and things going on in their lives, God. They can hand them over to you like the Houston sung today, God, that they'll just put it over into your hands. And God, we're just praying that you're glorified in it all. Help us, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you need help, you come down.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior.
This has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.
Shout!